This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The man who leads the emergency response agency at the center of the case involving Elijah McClain's death is expressing disappointment over Friday's verdict. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Paramedics Peter Jakuniak and Jeremy Cooper were convicted Friday of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Elijah McClain. But Aurora Fire Rescue Chief Alec Otten says the pair followed proper training and protocols when they gave McClain a powerful sedative in 2019. In a statement, the chief said the two were taking, quote, split-second action in a dynamic environment. Both paramedics have been fired by the city of Aurora. They will be sentenced in March. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's open to a possible ban on certain tobacco flavors. This comes after the Biden administration delayed a decision on banning menthol cigarettes. The ban was meant to limit flavors that attract young people. Johnston says he'd be willing to support it if the council wanted to.
We know that's often people that start smoking early in life. That's how you develop a habit that's hard to kick. And so the more we can keep young people away from entering habits that are going to be unhealthy for them, I think the better that is for us.
Denver's last mayor vetoed a nicotine flavor bill passed by the council. And COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado have fallen to their lowest level since mid-October. The number of COVID patients are down significantly from the prior week, but the virus is still claiming lives. More than 150 people died of COVID in November. This is CPR News in KRCC.